The Mickey Filer Show, informing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Snyder Tree, snydertree.com, 833-4MY-TREE. I know Eric Snyder, and I'm going to talk about trees all in 2026, but I just want to tell you about who Eric is, and in a second I'm going to tell you about trail and trail care. And I'll just tell you, man, I know Eric, and I know Will Huss from Trail and All, and everything we're talking about this morning with the raising money for these families, that's what these guys are about, and that's what their companies are about, and they're so great in their giving. And matter of fact, I spend more time talking to Eric about his culture and his responsibility to his employees and their families than I do about trees and shrubs. I feel great about telling you that your experience with Snyder Tree is going to be awesome. You get the most experienced team out there, years and years of experience with certified arborists, and all the tree care you need and all the shrub care you need, but also you're going to get a company that is right in line with your values and your morals and your ethics. And oftentimes it turns into a sermon when Eric and I are visiting rather than tree service stuff. Snyder Tree Care, get in touch with them, 833-4MY-TREE. Paul Strelo, tigerillustrator.com. Paul, we're talking about foster homes this morning, and Allie, who we had on from Oasis of Hope of Children, they had their biological. I think she said they had 4 biologicals and 6 adoptions. They got 10. So can you imagine? Like, you guys, that's nothing. I mean, what you're doing is nothing compared to have 10. They have a baseball team and a designated hitter. Like, they can have a true baseball game at their house, which is great. So,
oh, indeed. We've got a smaller family in our circle, yeah. So we don't have one of the long vans that run common. So yeah, we're missing out.
You're more of a basketball team than a baseball team. So that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for sure. I've got a million questions for you. Some easy, some tough. But I got a text message this morning from 2191 who says, "Can you ask Paul if Clemson's getting a portal quarterback and the outlook there?" I'm like, well, he's never really heard that question. That might be a new one for you, Paul. I hate to throw you off guard with a new question. Yeah. I'll let you speak to that question.
The answer no one wants to hear is still we have to wait and see. But I believe that they will go for I think they will go for a quarterback in the transfer portal. Now I'm not reporting they will. We don't know for a fact they will, but I still think odds favor that. Now what kind of portal quarterback they go for, I think is another question, and I think it speaks to just generally. The bigger deal with Clemson recruiting going into the portal is that I think they are, I think there's some skepticism that has been earned within the fan base, particularly with some of the comments that Dabo Swinney specifically has made on whether Clemson, to what degree they're jumping in and will do anything based on some of the commentary he made this past week on how they're going to approach the portal. I think they are, but I think the question is more of what it's going to look like and what they're going to go after and be able to get, how effective it will be and what the means are. So my question on quarterback is more, are they going to go for the $3 to $4 million guy right now? And there are 6 or 7 guys that are going to command huge money, or are they going to look for someone who more in the line of competes with Christopher Vezina and maybe to a lesser extent Chris Denson going into next season, to give another option, maybe not your top tier most expensive guy, but somebody that gives you a chance. So I think that's more of the question, I think, when you look at the numbers and what they've got going in, and when you listen to you know, listened to Garrett Riley talk yesterday. You know, I think that's the more prescient question is what kind of quarterback would they go for, as opposed to you don't really hear their name yet associated with the, you know, we'll say a Brendan Sorsby, who's, you know, already been talked about as a $3 million guy, and might be more if Texas Tech has already kind of lined him up. You know, they've got he's the Cincinnati quarterback who played for Tom Allen at Indiana. You know, his girlfriend's already committed to, you know, transferring to Texas Tech for volleyball. You know, does that lead the witness on where he goes? You know, so I think there are various dynamics in play there.
But don't drive off the road. Paul did say $3 to $4 million at quarterback. So don't drive off the road as far as that goes. I was told by someone inside the building the other day that Dabo really believes that Tate Reynolds coming in early will get involved in this quarterback competition. Now, I'm not saying start in Baton Rouge, but maybe at some point in time, and usually the conventional wisdom there is that outside of a Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, you're talking about a redshirt season at quarterback. Knowing his skill set and his body and what he's at, and is that a possibility in your mind at all, that he could be involved in the competition?
In my mind, no. You know, but I think Dabo Swinney carries strong conviction in his guys, and I could see that from the aspect of, I think Tate Reynolds is there physically and athletically. And I think he, in the run game, he can give you something different than what Christopher Vezina does. You know, I think the fact that he did not play pretty much his entire senior season due to a torn hamstring, you know, I think missing a year, particularly a year late in development for a high school quarterback, is significant. And I think that it is certainly a setback to where he would be showing up on campus. Like, you know, I think if somebody is going to compete to be the level of Clemson starting quarterback early on, they have needed to dominate at the high school level, carried their team, high school team, probably to places that team normally would not get. And Tate Reynolds did not have that opportunity to do so. You know, I think he as a high school sophomore, showed some promise a little bit. Then as a junior, you saw him take a significant step. You know, but I don't think he reached the level that you feel like, all right, this guy can come in and, you know, and with everything you are asked to do, to be able to compete there. You know, and I don't think he's a finished product as a thrower either. Like, I think he's a, you know, very capable thrower with a strong arm, but I think in terms, you know, I think there's improvement to be made with consistency and in his fundamentals that can easily come with some time, but it's going to take some time. And so I don't think it's really, personally, I don't think it's realistic for him to be in the competition till at a minimum late in his freshman year, even as a mid-year enrollee, when you look at the trajectory that many other quarterbacks have taken. But I think even that is, you know, probably a stretch. I think he is a second-year kind of guy. But, you know, there's also maybe the bar is a little lower perhaps in, you know, where Chris Denson is in their mind as a passer and ready to go. And where Christopher Vezina, what his ceiling is, you know, can maybe a freshman quarterback get there sooner than normal, based on what's in front of him, perhaps. But I don't. That's not the trajectory I think that Tate Reynolds will carry.
Well, two things to point out there. One is, to your point, he's not beating out Joe Montana. You know, it's like that. It's not Everest to do that. But the other side of it is, and we've seen both examples of this. And only hindsight can tell us this, but we've seen guys forced into action to where they benefit from the experience as a freshman or early in their career, and they grow from it. But we've also seen the other example where their confidence is destroyed, and they're not one because they're not ready for that to be thrust upon them, and they're not the quarterback they could have been maybe had they not been thrust into that. So we'll definitely see both of those.
Yeah, no, I do think Tate is, you know, let's just say, you know, to compare him, you know, to Cade Klubnik, Yeah, I think he comes in as a stronger guy mentally, who knows yet how he'll process information and things. Like, that was a struggle early in Klubnik's career, as far as kind of system knowledge and everything. But I think mentally he comes in stronger and able to handle more of that. And I also don't think it is that what Garrett Riley runs is overly complex for a quarterback. So I do think that, compared to maybe some other systems, you can pick up on things quicker and maybe be molded into a viable option sooner. But I still think, I just feel like that's optimistic for a high school quarterback, particularly one that hasn't played a ton of high school ball.
All right. You've been at practice. Did it look like a skeleton practice? You got 27 guys that are missing. And where did you notice, not just the numbers, but we did a bit while ago about who's going to be starting, who's going to be playing, who the backups are. And then we got to the secondary, and I was like, because, on the offensive line, O'Connell is one thing, but you got some other guys that are there. In the secondary, I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know what to tell you here. So what did you notice from practice?
I think what jumps out to me, and I think a lot of schools are dealing with this, so it's not just the Clemson. Now, maybe Clemson's are worse based on the number of injuries that are involved and probably how little competitive depth they had already. I think what kind of jumps out to me, while they had receiver depth this year, I think it's suddenly you're looking at Juju Preston, being a factor in this game, not as a starter, but playing as the number three or four or five receiver out there. And I don't think you would have, probably put him close just based on, previously how much depth they had. So when you're suddenly elevating Tristan Smith is going to be starting, Tyler Brown, who he's a known name we haven't seen over the last month. Suddenly he's in the starting lineup. And then really, like, Juju Preston's the guy right behind them. Because Cole Turner's injured right now as well. So, suddenly the numbers get pretty thin when you're running out, a freshman who hasn't truly, hasn't really logged a snap. Maybe got a few against Furman. But, he's out there as the first team punt returner. And so I think you suddenly kind of revert to a couple years ago where, by the end of seasons, Clemson was down to some walk-ons running out there at receiver. I think you see a significant drop-off in the kind of the size and everything of the receiver that Cade Klubnik has had at his disposal when you start getting down the depth chart. Secondary, I don't know if they really changed the names all that much. I think losing Terrell, you do suddenly see who's the guy behind him? And it's going to be a Brandon Strozier, Jaden Lucas kind of game. And there is while we're familiar with those names, the drop off goes pretty far. So when you go to that corner, you're putting Ronan Hannison suddenly kind of back in at safety. And I think that I'm interested to see Ja'Kerion Keenan play a little more, and I think that could happen in this kind of game. But I think corner and receiver are the two that, when you look at the difference in what's definitely going to be out there, not necessarily like next man up if there's an injury, I think receiver and corner are the two where you see some substantial difference for Clemson.
I hope Clemson fans don't have the reaction that I anticipate, and that is that once again that, that kind of hurts to watch. It kind of hurts some of that. But if anything,
it should be reinforcement. It should be reinforcement that, hey, we need to go to the portal and get some volume here. Not necessarily like 30 guys like a UNC, but it should be into double digits.
Well, that's my next point. Yes, yes. And to that point, even some folks are clamoring, like, let's see Vasina Denson to kind of reiterate the point that, we kind of need to do that too. So, hey, final question. Could you see, because of not just the thumb injury, but I know you want to win the game and all that, but could you see packages for the two backup quarterbacks?
Maybe Denson, because he gives a little something different. And and you know, I think there will be more of a market for him in the transfer market. So there is a case that I would make that you run Denson out there a little bit, you know, as a change of pace guy, see what he can flash, as well as trying to make sure he's sticking around. But I think, by and large, I think Dabo Swinney will play it to win it, and I don't think he is going to use it as a developmental type game. So I think it is Cade Klubnik's game to go win, and he'll be out there, by and large, for the most part, you know, because he gives them the best chance to win. So I don't know that we will see Christopher. You know, I can't say we won't. But I just don't think that's how Dabo Swinney has tended to play these types of games. And I think it'll be this is our last game for our seniors. Let's go win it for them. And they're going to be given every opportunity. You know, the veteran like Klubnik, who has put in his time and investment, you know, he's going to be given every chance to go do that.
Paul, we're off next 2 weeks, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. When we visit again on January the 8th, I have no idea what player we're going to be talking about that left or could be coming, and it's going to be fun. I know that. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be fun on January the 8th when we visit again. So
there's going to be plenty to talk about,
yes.
Good, bad, or the other.
Right.
But there's going to be things should become much clearer, and whether it's a lot of activity or inactivity. But I think that. Yeah, free agency is fun as a college football fan at some point, and it's going to be a very active couple weeks here right after this game.
So the best time to get a great Christmas present now, you can subscribe online now, some great specials now. Go to TigerIllustrated.com, and a lot of previews, a lot of reviews, a lot of staff stuff, and a lot of personnel stuff. Paul, I can't wait. I'm a subscriber. I'll tell you, get your own password and don't share those, and give a Clemson fan that. And finally, I want to wish you, your family, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for another great year, and I'll talk to you next year.
Indeed. Same to everybody else out there. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Short break. Open phone lines. Love to hear from you. Text and phones. Much more after this.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak Testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Deal. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Was the day before Christmas, and at the North Pole, the elves were all gleeful, mind, body, and soul. The gifts they were wrapping, the cookies were yummy, with Ingles ingredients to delight every tummy. The joy in the air was as thick as the snow, and Santa was prepping to make Christmas a go. From making to baking, content as you please, when off in the distance they heard a loud sneeze. Santa was sick, and this just wouldn't do, so the elves hopped a sleigh, and to Ingles they flew. OJ and honey and tissues galore, they grabbed every cure as they ran through the store. Christmas was saved, because those elves were amazing. With big thanks to Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I think one of the coolest logos I see now is from my All Dry, the All Dry duck with the inflatable deal there. But one thing I know, like it is a notable, recognizable deal. Like when you see that, you don't confuse it with anybody else, right? So what All Dry's done, like that's really cool, and that's really good marketing to see that. And what they do, they're going to come, they're going to dry out the spaces, stabilize the environment. They're going to remove mold. They're going to make sure that, you know, the water, getting that up is one thing, but then the residue from all that and the residuals of all that long-term, do it right. One thing I say is if you have a question on, do I need to call All Dry or not? Chances are, yeah. Like let's just play it safe. They're going to show up, give you a free estimate on what you got, and talk about maybe some mold detection or maybe, you know, whatever situation you're going through with the water damage. And let's just get them a professional team like Stan and Justin, the guys. Let's let them come in and let's let the team take a peek and see what they're doing and see if you need their help. Tim and Stan are going to come as soon as you call and get this thing taken care of and get you some advice and just get you a path. Right? Let's talk about a path. Let's put this behind you, and let's do it with a company that has – I'm amazed at this, Sam. On the website right now, there's 44 reviews, Google reviews. There's 44 five-star Google reviews. I was talking to Justin the other day. He goes, we got a four-star review the other day, and I've got a call to find out, like, why didn't we get five? Like, that's a big deal to them. It's their first non-5-star deal. Like, okay. And some people just won't give 5 stars. Like the Hall of Fame voting. Like, they're not going to vote for Hank Aaron the first time around. So that's if it's 44 in a row, like, something's wrong with the person that gave him up. It's not Stan and Tim, but the guys. It's like, okay, I love that. Water restoration, expert restoration, cleanup, the mold and removal and detection. Let them take care of that for you. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234. That's an easy number to remember. 864-863-1234. Good folks there for sure. Have a couple of text messages that just keep hitting me. One is from 2929. Good morning. I see on social media that, is it true, or what I see on social media is true, is Clemson 27 players down for the Pinstripe Bowl? Yes, the number is true. We've talked about it many times now. 5 opt-outs going to the NFL, 5 transfers going to play elsewhere, and 17 injuries. So, yes. Another texter asked, this is from 6334. Does Penn State have enough opt-outs that we actually have a chance to win the game? It sounds like we really don't have much of a chance to win. Please address this on the air. Yes, as a matter of fact, and I don't know all of Penn State. I got to get into that in the next couple of days. I'm not sure they've announced everything there as well. But, yes, Clemson does have a chance to win the game. As a matter of fact, Clemson's a 3-point favorite. Now, one person says, we had a texter earlier, and I'm not going to go back and read it again, but texter said, hey, man, you guys are cooking the ham. You're making it sound like it's worse than it is. No, there's no ham to be cooked here. A, the secondary wasn't good when they're at full strength. And then you take away maybe the two best players in the secondary, two of the three best players in the secondary, in Barnes and in Terrell. And no, that's not really to say Clemson fans should be overly concerned about that, that's not overcooking the ham. Actually, that might even be undercooking it. But through all that, because the Penn State has their opt-outs as well and their injuries as well, and don't forget they're without a head coach, and I mean they're 6-6. You know, this is not a great team by any stretch, that Clemson still is a 3-point favorite. Sam, one of my guesses is that what you saw last night in the Old Dominion in South Florida game, I think we're going to see fairly often in these games, in that one team is just better prepared to navigate the adversity. Am I right by saying South Florida, no one from the staff was coaching the game last night?
They didn't have many guys there. I know in the run-up to the game, and I'm not sure how much input he had during the game, they said Byron Brown's going to have a pretty significant coaching position during this game because he sat out, but he didn't want to leave the program. And, you know, he's in the portal. He's going to go to the portal. He didn't want to abandon the program, but he didn't play.
So he coached.
I don't know how much input, but Alex Golish has taken most of his staff with him already.
I think it's clear to say, like, Old Dominion might be better than South Florida. I don't think so. I don't think they're 14 points better than South Florida.
They would not have beaten them if both teams were fully healthy.
Right. In the regular season, with full coaching staff and full guys not opting out, I think South Florida has a chance.
Which is a shame, though, because that would have been a super fun game.
Yeah, it would have been a good game.
Brown and Joseph.
Yeah, yeah. But with that said, Old Dominion navigated the adversity better. Like, it was clear. Like, I think Washington is better than Boise State. I'm not sure they're 28 points better than Boise State. You don't have to be 28 points better than anybody or whatever.
Might be. That Boise team stinks.
Yeah, but the point is that they navigated the adversity.
That one was a good one because not many guys really opted out of that game, if any. So that was kind of just a pure like-on-like matchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
For what it's worth, this was as of a couple days ago. Maybe a couple more guys have opted out. I don't think so. For Penn State, defensively, Zane Durant, their really good defensive tackles, opted out. Zaki Wheatley, one of their starting safeties, opted out. Nick Singleton opted out, for better or worse. He won't be playing in this game. I don't know if Katron Allen will. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. And then probably their best player, Vega Ione, their starting guard, opted out. Obviously, they don't have a coach. I mean, Matt Campbell's there, but he's not coaching the game. They don't have their starting quarterback, even though Drew Aller wasn't exactly the pillar of great quarterback play this year. So there are quite a few players who are not out there for Penn State going into this game. They're obviously going to have some injuries that they're dealing with, just like Clemson. This is going to be a very interesting one to watch from that perspective. There's going to be a lot of guys missing.
So Singleton has opted out, but Allen, we don't know if he's...
I don't think there's anything on Katron Allen. I don't see why he would opt out, I don't really think Singleton had a good enough year to opt out either, to be blunt with you.
That's what I'm saying. I would think Allen would opt out before Singleton would. Like, Singleton still has something to prove. Allen, he has nothing to prove.
Well, maybe Allen relishes the opportunity to just have a backfield to himself for a game.
Or maybe, like, he likes competing in a football game and likes playing with his teammates. I know, Sam, that might be outside the realm of possibility in 2025, but, like,
could be a factor.
Yeah, what if he likes playing football?
Perchance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, statistically looking at the two of them, as I load it up here, I would expect that, I mean, Allen had the significantly better year. I mean, Catron Allen had 1,315 touchdowns this year. Singleton had 13 on the ground, but did not have the same efficiency numbers that Catron did.
Yeah, they came out for 1,800 yards, but they were slightly disappointed. Part of it is they didn't have a passing game.
Singleton
was terrible.
Yeah,
Allen was great. Singleton was disappointed. End of the season, would you have thought Singleton or Allen would have had more rushing yards?
I would have thought Allen.
Yeah.
I liked Allen. I like them both. I think Singleton was disappointing and should have been a lot better this year. I would not expect either of them to opt out of this game. I'm a little stunned that Singleton isn't playing.
Me too. And again, there's limits. The offensive line was not great at times, and then you talked about some of the defensive guys in there. It would be very interesting to see.
And we'll see if anybody else decides they don't want to play in this game. Danny Dennis Sutton could decide he doesn't want to play in this game. He's a senior. I would imagine he'll probably play. Looking down the rest of the roster, nobody stands out to me. Maybe A.J. Harris. I don't even know. I don't know if there's anybody else that stands out as an obvious opt-out candidate. I feel like you'd probably know by now.
Yeah.
There's really no reason to hide it. So we'll see. You're going to get Ethan Grunkenmeyer at quarterback. So Grunk versus Klubnik. A lot of guys missing on both sides. Two disappointing teams. It carries a lot of intrigue in the sense that it's a game you would have expected to be occurring at a much larger scale than this one.
I was a little surprised. You know, I wasn't a big Aller fan, but I was a little surprised. I mean, you would think your starting quarterback, there's a drop off your starting quarterback and your backup. And it might have been the case, but at least the bottom line is that the starter was 3-3, the backup was 3-3.
It was a weird sandwiched in five losses for Penn State because they won their three gimmies in the non-con. They killed Nevada, they killed FIU, they killed Villanova. And then they lost five in a row in the Big Ten. Then they won their last three. They beat Michigan State for whatever that's worth. They beat Nebraska by 27. That was an impressive win, even though Nebraska fluttered down the stretch. And they beat Rutgers 40-36. It's just a weird year.
You would say, though, that the backup had better wins, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Aller didn't win a single game against a Big Ten team. That's unless crazy. Was he healthy in the Michigan State game? I can't remember if he was out of there by then.
No, I think he was gone by then.
So...
yeah, I think that's the case. Let me make sure of that.
Yeah, I don't believe he played in that game. So you're looking at three wins for Drew Aller this year, and they were Nevada, FIU, and Villanova.
And as far as Grunkenmeyer goes, he had Penn State on the verge of beating Indiana in that game, 22-31, 219, one touchdown, no picks. So they were right there on the verge in that big, huge upset bid for that one. And so he's played, man. He's played big-time football in there. So that's
he's not a pumpkin. He's not a pumpkin. He's a legitimate quarterback. Well, I mean, you laugh, but Drew Aller was a pumpkin a lot of the time this year.
Yeah. Yes. All right, a couple of other quick ones here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texted, Mickey Bowles are hard to watch now. All the opt-outs is bad football. But I tell you, people watch them. And I think it's because the weather across the country – has been bad. And a warmer season, because everybody's inside and off of work. So what are you going to do? You can watch bowl games. Another text said, all this opt-out talk makes me want to vomit. Yeah, we've done a lot of that through this to this deal. Text said, do the quitters get to travel to the bowl game? Well, I mean, Brown did last night, right? He quit.
He coached.
Everybody coached.
Get credit for coach. That's the kind of thing I like in a bowl game, though. That's fun.
But the point, we're going to disagree on this, I think. Marty makes the point, do the quitters, and that's what they are.
Yeah, I mean,
they quit. They quit on their teams.
You could also say he's quitting, but so did Alex Golish and the coaching staff because they didn't coach this game.
Sure,
so,
sure.
I mean, if they're not going to do it, if that's your leadership, right? I mean,
yeah.
I at least give Brown some credit for sticking around and putting a headset on and trying to help. But, I would have been a lot of fun if he had played last night. Certainly would have gotten a better offensive showing than they did.
Look, totally agree with that. Hey, my awesome friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. I love Trail. I talked about it before. And while we're in that giving deal, I know that individually how philanthropic some of those members of the teams are over at Trail, just in their own personal life, but also know about Trail Care and what they do in the community. And you'll see it time and time again. They, just as a company, donating to projects and making sure that they really truly do a great job with their philanthropic parts of their business. They're a big deal. Their stewardship and their philanthropy. It's important to them. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking right now. They are involved with Young Life and Urban Land Institute and Upstate Forever and Special Olympics, and Safe Harbor and Play Safe and March of Dimes. I mean, up and down. The Collins Children's Home, the Frazee Center. Up and down. They do it. And they do a great job of supporting the Red Cross and the American Heart Association. They do a great job of it. It is very important to them in this giving season. And that's why I want to encourage you to go to SundayDinnerWithTwist.org to give today to help these three families and to help out our friends at Oasis of Hope for Children. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-offs at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m. How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Quawk here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try 6 new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western and wow. Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar. 105.5 and 97.5 FM.
So I talked to Russell Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, yesterday. He's about ready to go to Franklin, North Carolina in the first of the year. He does this every year to get trained up on all the new software because there's so much going on with the new tax codes. But right now what they're doing is they are going out and meeting with companies. As a matter of fact, he calls, he's, I'm about to walk in with this company. And I know a lot of these companies because they're talking to small businesses. And, you know, it makes sense. It might not make sense if you have one or two employees, but if you have more than that, it might make some sense to meet with these folks and do some tax planning, because Russell's telling me that they're saving companies thousands and thousands of dollars. That's too good to be true, is it? Well, it's happening. How? They know the tax code. They know that this wellness program can save you $100 a month per employee on your payroll taxes, and the employee makes more take-home pay. How does that work? Find out how and why. This is not a gimmick. This is true, real life. They're changing these companies. They're saving them. One company the other day, $65,000 that they saved the small business in their payroll stuff and the taxes that burden there. Think about it. Patterson Tax Service, do some planning with these good folks, 864-859-8289.
Now, Mickey, yes. I saw because he's listening now. I tried to play a different – you play Shotgun. Every Wednesday we play Shotgun, last segment. I tried to play a different Vance Joy song. Spotify won't even let me do it. I clicked the button like 8 times. I think you have somehow put a – blockade on listening to any other song other than Shotgun by that specific artist. I was going to do it just for Mr. B, just for the bit.
I'm not even a big fan of the song, but you got to do it, because if you don't, the other kids going to school and the other kids, yeah, they don't hear all that for sure.
I've had no trouble playing any music off Spotify today, and I go to play one other song by that artist.
And that's it. Can't do it.
It's Shotgun or nothing.
All right, before I get to Butch, hang on. I want to make one other point about the Clemson opt-out stuff and the injuries and the transfer portal stuff. Of the guys that might be playing more snaps than normal, because this is not just starters, but like, like Rob Billings might have to play. He played 29 snaps. If there's some backup safety snaps, he might be getting that. Brookie's going to play. Brookie's played in 18 snaps this year. Heaven Brown Schuler's going to play. He's playing 25 snaps this year. You'll see. Make sure I'm not saying this. Cade Denhoff, will that be the first start for Cade Denhoff? It will be.
He's going to get a lot of run, for sure. Out of necessity, really.
It's his fifth start of his career, but his first start this season. Or it'll be his sixth start of his career. First one this season. You're going to see, let me give you a couple more examples of this. Make sure I'm right by saying this. Ja'Kerion Keenan, who's somebody that Paul mentioned. He's going to play in this bowl game. He's played 16 snaps this year. C.J. Kuba-Taylor, if he does get to play in a backup role at linebacker, outside of special teams now, it will be his very first time on the football field in college. Ronan O'Connell is going to start the game, his first college start. He's played 57 plays the entire season this year. Zaire Patterson might have to play defensive tackle. He's played in 14 plays this year. Sam, this is scary. We'll see. There's a couple more in here. We'll see. Strozier will get his very first start of his career on the 27th. Tyler Venables has played in 48 plays. Now, he's played more football, but he's played in 48 plays. If Drew Woodhouse has to play this year in this game because of backup linebacker roles, it'd be his. He's played in one snap the entire year. If Oliver has to play, the defensive back, if Miles Oliver plays, he's played in one play the entire year.
You see some new guys.
That's scary, man.
I hate that. I hate shotgun so much. I didn't even get the artist right. I thought it was Vance Choice, George Ezra. That's even worse.
That ain't good.
That's a good song, man.
All right, Butch, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing this morning?
All right, Mickey, my man.
My man.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy.
All right.
I'm doing great.
All right. Hey, man, y'all talking about that doggone stylate? I used to get painted with that crap, man. I'm telling you.
Why did we think?
My papa was.
But why do we think that crushed glass, battery acid, that was good to put on cuts?
Like we didn't. Our grandparents and mamas and daddies did. We knew
was in
it was
that
a bad
stuff,
idea
man.
About how bad it hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, it was child abuse is what it was. And we all have, you're like me, you have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
Traumatic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Traumatic. Yeah, you got PTSD.
See, like, yeah, well, see, you know, I was raised by my grandfather, but he's still alive, and he's 93. He was in the Korean War.
Oh, how about that?
So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He gave me some
good whoopings.
I didn't know we had Korean War veterans, I guess, still alive. 53.
Yeah. He was a Beastmaster in the Navy.
How about that, man? 1953 was the end of the Korean War, and we've got veterans alive now. That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. My daddy was born in San Diego because of the Korean War.
How about that? My mom
was born in Washington State because of the Korean War.
Isn't that crazy?
Because my other grandfather was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness we had those brave people.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, that stuff, mercurochrome and methylate. Mercurochrome was bad, but methylate was battery acid. It should have been punishment. Like, okay, if you don't stop, if you go clean up your room or else I'm putting some methylate on you. You know, that should have been that for sure. Butch, I appreciate the phone call. That should have been if you don't do this, you did bad on your report card. All right, break out the methylate. Married Orange, you're not old enough to know this. Did you do the mercurochrome methylate stuff?
No, mine was more of that Kramer Jizik skin lube stuff when you're growing up. You know, you used to, in the locker room, it might end up in, kids don't even know what a jock strap is anymore. But anyway, I've actually witnessed that before.
I have as well. That wasn't good. I saw a little hazing in high school where they taped one of the underclassmen to a locker and did some awful stuff there too. So that wasn't good. My eyes can't unsee that, you know. Doctor my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm well, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year
you too,
to you, man. Your bride and your kids, man.
You
y'all look forward. Hey, when do they get that? She's got, what, two more days? I mean, one more day or she?
Well, a day and a half. A day and a half.
Day and a half.
Yeah, so a little half day tomorrow, and then it's for the rest of the year, and they're going to go out, and hopefully the St. Nick's going to be good to them this year.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the more I listen to all this stuff, I realize there's only one rule right now in college football. There's only one. You can't criticize an official. That's the only rule they have right now.
You can tamper. You can offer kids money. You can pay them whatever you want to pay them. You can cheat in every way. But don't say anything about an official. That's the only thing that's enforceable. You'll get fined for that.
That'll get you fined.
Yeah.
That'll get fined.
What a great point,
man. Anything else, you're good.
Yeah, what a great point. Yeah.
Hey, you. One more quick point. Y'all were talking about alcohol sales and stuff and how the effect and all that. And I didn't really notice a whole lot this year. But I was talking to one of my buddies that's a policeman. I said, you know, what do y'all see on these games and what was your worst game? He said the worst game we had this year was a Furman game. I was like, Furman? He's like, yeah. Tickets got down so cheap, he said, the people that I arrest are now showing up at games.
Oh, how about that? I never thought about it that way.
I haven't either. He said, I see people that I arrest, and now they're paying $5 for a ticket to come to a Clemson game. And I was like, uh-oh, this ain't going to be good.
I didn't think about that. A little socioeconomic study in law enforcement with football games. How about that? I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, y'all have a good Christmas.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
I appreciate that. Here's my Brad Hughes going the extra mile on Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I have better coverage, better rates. Brad Hughes at Insurance.com. Brad does an incredible job for me and my family, our homeowners, our auto owners. We love Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. It's my great friend, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Sam, I didn't play it today. We're going to do this tomorrow if we have time. Eli Drinkwitz has about a 2 to 3 minute spiel on college football right now. And I'm a big Eli Drinkwitz fan anyway, but he's talking about it's broken. It's hard to believe, and there's some great aspects he talks about that. But everybody says it, Sam. Everybody says it's broken. And what Eli goes into, we're going to do this more tomorrow, is that, yeah, it's broken, but the thing we aren't talking enough about is, like, we're not doing what's best for the player long term. We used to invest for the long term of these student-athletes. And now it's all about the short-term, and we all know the pitfalls of the hedonistic ways of now, instant gratification now, rather than doing what's best for them in the long run. Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri coach, goes way up in my book for his take on that. We'll play that audio maybe when we have time tomorrow. You have time for 2 minutes. You like the music. You love the music over there? Let's do it.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 Minute Drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
We haven't played the music in like a month. It's like a warm hug.
You gotta do it, yeah.
Really good football game tonight. Rams-Seahawks is maybe the best regular season game on the entire slate this year up in Seattle. This is very possibly an NFC Championship preview right here. Devontae Adams isn't playing, some injuries for the Rams to deal with. Should be an interesting one. Mickey, Aston Villa this week on Sunday. Big game for Manchester United. How are we feeling sixth in the table right now?
Well, the fact is that if we're up by 10, we might lose. If we're down by 10, we might tie. We don't win games. We either lose or tie, but it doesn't matter. It frustrates, maddening to do that for sure.
You're better than Spurs.
Yeah, we are. We Spurs looks up at us.
Raise
in
the banner.
Table. Good stuff for sure. Hey, my good friends, Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all the real estate needs, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. Love to help you out, ericnewton.com for sure. The best in the business, Eric Newton. Couple quick things here. Did talk enough about Zach Foster out for the year. And Trayvon Baugh, South Carolina starting offensive lineman to the transfer portal. Big news there locally. I want to encourage you, and by the way, thanks to Paul Schiller for joining us, but I want to encourage you to give to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org today. All of our shows are doing this. We're raising money. A family, Sarah and Dylan, want a coat, shirt, pants, socks, Play-Doh, Matchbox cars, magnets. On family number two, a seven-year-old son wants books and cooking set and clothes and a bicycle. We can make this stuff happen. And on family number three, a father's reunited after a rehab stint with deal there, but they need for the seven-year-old son to have him have dinosaurs or robots and have a great Christmas. And also for Oasis of Hope for Children, the awesome group for nonprofit advocacy for foster homes. You can give to this cause. All of our shows are going to do it today. I can't thank you enough for doing it. So Red sent me something at the end of the first hour, like $1,000 in 1 hour. So give
to
that.
Keep it coming.
Yep. SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. Click on the donate page, and everything goes to them today. And so please do that. Please take a little time out. It feels so good, and it's a great, great cause. Sam, thank you so much. Thank you to Allie and to Fred for joining us. Hope you have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see right here on the radio.